Let's do it.
Off the bat, it's Mike in Rochester, New York, listening on WHIC 1460 AM. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good evening, guys. I'm wondering about the church's position regarding how we refer to God.
Okay.
In our diocese, I live in a very liberal diocese, and there's a lot of pressure to refer to God in a genderless way.
Mm.
And it seems like this is a little bit of an attack on masculinity in general, taking away even God as a masculine role model. And I want to be open to it, but I just wondered what the church's position officially is on that.
How do we refer to God, yeah. Well, while we can, we can refer to God in his attributes. God is creator, God is designer, God is moral lawgiver. These are things God does, but when we talk about who God is, we can say nothing else than what he has revealed to us, which is Father. The Father from all eternity has loved the Son. The Son from all eternity has received that love perfectly and given it back to the Father. That love that they share is so beautiful, so powerful, so perfect that it is another person. It is the Holy Spirit. And so that is how we must refer to him, because that is how he has said he would like to be referred to. God mm-hmm. is Father. So Father isn't an analogy. In a sense, we are the analogy of the eternal fatherhood. Would that be right in saying that?
Yeah, the analogy goes from heaven downward.
That's right.
We're made in his image, mm-hmm. not the other way around.
And then when we see how Christ or God chose to reveal himself, it is in the person of Jesus Christ, who was a man. Now, let's be clear. God, of course, does not have gender. Mm-hmm. You know, he is pure spirit. But that does not mean that, you know, we can call God Mother, even though he does have maternal attributes, because he has revealed to himself to us as Father.